This goes to Dr. Gaffney, G-A-F-F like Frank, N-E-Y, fax 989-607-6875, regarding Barbara Faust, F-O-U-S-T, date of birth July 13th of 1943. Dear Dr. Gaffney, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Faust with lithium exposure, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, bipolar disorder, and congestive heart failure. Also, she has a documented left-sided renal artery aneurysm. Her last visit was August 24th of 2021, and she has lost 5 pounds over the last 6 months. She's been feeling well. She has received 3 of the mRNA COVID-19 vaccinations without side effects or adverse events, and to her knowledge, she has not contracted COVID-19 infection. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. She does occasionally have incontinence of stools, though, and that's a chronic problem. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no incontinence of urine. No chest pain or palpitations. She has dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest. And no orthopnea or PND. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the lithium, 300 milligram twice a day, and she's on Rokeltrol, 0.25 microgram, on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday for secondary hyperparathyroidism. Physical examination, the only vital sign the patient could get today for us was a weight of 212 pounds. She did not have a blood pressure machine to check blood pressure. And labs were done February 16th of 2022. Her creatinine was higher than it has been previously. She ranges between 1.13 and 1.16 over the last 2 years. Creatinine was up to 1.25. Electrolytes were normal. Albumin 3.9. Calcium is 10. Estimated GFR is 44. Her hemoglobin is 15.2 with normal white count and normal platelet levels. Hemoglobin A1C was down to 7.1. And her last parathyroid hormone was checked July 6th of 2021, and it was elevated at 273. She had a nuclear med parathyroid scan, and that was done July 23rd of last year. And there was no evidence of parathyroid adenoma on any of the glands. Assessment and plan: secondary hyperparathyroidism on Rokeltrol, stage 3A chronic kidney disease, 3A to B chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, hypertension, lithium use for bipolar disorder, and history of congestive heart failure. The patient will have labs again in March of this year, and then every 3 months thereafter, unless the creatinine continues to be increase. But we expect that it may stabilize or go back down to her baseline. She should follow a low-salt diet and avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use, and she's going to be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.